Religious freedom in Eritrea hits the international spotlight. A Christian behind bars in Vietnam endures grisly torture. And we'll get an update about a program launched last month just for teachers in Southeast Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a new chief at the U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom. The appointment brings to light the countries known for vicious persecution, places like Eritrea. Open Doors Jerry Dykstra says, as if to underscore that, there's been a new wave of arrests.
We believe there's been about 200 Christians who have been incarcerated in military camps. That includes 39 students who had just completed the training for military and for schooling, and they were not allowed to go forward. Instead, they were arrested because of their Christian beliefs.
Torture awaits these teens in the Sawa Military Training Center. However,
if they renounce Christ, then they can go back into their studies.
Dykstra says, ironically,
where there's hostility toward the church, Christ spreads the church and grows it, and that's what's happened in Eritrea.
Will you pray?
God, in his time, he can bring a change of heart to the government and the president of that country.
Next, electrocution, arrests, beatings. Vietnamese government authorities are saying they can make it stop if Bao denies his God. Bao is a new Christian. After he was baptized, his own brother had him arrested. Prison officials tortured Bao with electric wires. According to Voice of the Martyrs contacts, Bao has recently been released from prison but was fined $250. Pray Bao's faithfulness in Christ will cause others to ask, who is this God that he serves? You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian professionals from all across Africa are walking away empowered by a recent conference in Ghana. An HCJB global partner and the Moody Bible Institute held a four-day radio training event. Over 200 people were there. They learned everything from on-air presentation to video production to social media. Evening Bible studies helped them grow in their relationship with God. Pray their new skills will further the gospel in Africa. In other news, actions speak louder than words, right? Well, a team with global aid network, or GAIN USA, recently showed this in Guatemala. Team leader Steve Watson.
We had some teams that walked as far as 45 minutes to get to a home. And it leads credence to the story when you tell them about Jesus. God will go to great lengths to get your attention.
Along with sharing the gospel on home visits, team members worked at a school and helped build a church. This trip didn't change the people of Guatemala.
To see how desperately poor they are, but the love and the joy that they have that comes from the Lord, yeah, it definitely changes your own heart.
Another team is going in November. Sign up at our website.
If God's tugging on your heart to go, then step out and be obedient. And even if you don't wind up going, take the step.
And education is often put on the back burner in Southeast Asia. Less than half of the kids in Indonesia make it to secondary school. In Cambodia, there's one elementary teacher for every 50 kids. Dale Dielman with Worldwide Christian School says teachers aren't valued.
Teachers are generally the lowest paid of almost every profession and often do not receive salaries for months at an end.
Worldwide Christian Schools launched an educational care program last month. It emphasizes teaching as a calling from God.
The emphasis is not so much on how to teach math better or science or language arts, but it's on Christian education, how to be an effective Christian in the classroom, and how to bring the compassion and love of Christ to your students, to the families they represent, and also how the school itself can be salt and light in the community it serves.
What they need from you?
Just prayer that the Holy Spirit will continue to encourage them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News.
I don't have what it takes, but here I am.
Part of the M&N Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a Josh Wilson CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.